You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. We thank God for this another opportunity to bring forth the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in the gospel writings of Matthew. We're still in Matthew, and we will be there until the end of the chapter. Until the end of the book, I should say. Sorry. So we are going to continue from verse 20, from Matthew chapter 24, New King James Version. Last week we stopped at verse 49. We're going to continue from there this week. Matthew chapter 24, New King James Version. And we will be continuing from verse 49. Let us pray and begin. Father, we bless you, we honor you, we give you glory. We thank you that you are God, you are great and greatly to be praised. You reign supreme, there is none like you, and none can be like you, because you are the true and living God. So we thank you for this another opportunity to come, O God Almighty, before your people, O God, to teach your word. Father, I pray today, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you will empower me to teach effectively. Lord God, I pray that you will grant me your grace, O God, teaching grace in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for your people who have taken time out to listen, that, O God, you will open up their hearts to receive your word. O God, they will not just be hearers of your word, but doers of your word. We thank you for your presence with us, O God, for without your presence we can do nothing. So we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, that you will guide us into all truth. Oh, God, help us to understand your word, oh, God Almighty, and walk in revelation knowledge in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word to us. We thank you for reminding us to be ready for your coming, oh, God, and we give you glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Last time we stopped at verse 49 of Matthew 24. And the word tells us, and begins to beat his fellow servant. So we see from verse 48, the word said, but if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming. And the word said in 49, and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards. And the word tells us in verse 50, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour that he is not aware of. This person was doing all right, but now he believed that his master is delayed, so he's going to go back into the world and do what the world does. So that's what happens, people of God, when we are sitting and waiting and saying, it seems like Jesus not coming again, but he is coming, people of God, and he's not slack concerning his promises as men count slackness, but he will come at a time when we are not looking for him. He will come, people of God, and those who are ready will go with him. Those who are not ready, people of God, will reap eternal punishment. So we have to understand that God is calling us into a state of readiness. God is calling us because when he comes, people of God, if we are not looking and if we are not ready for his coming, we will be lost. So this man was not looking for Jesus anymore, and that he was not aware of the coming of the Lord. So we see what happens to him. In verse 51 it says, and we'll cut him in two. We'll cut this person in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So we see here Jesus spoke of this servant who really has backslidden. He has gone back into the world. Jesus will come at a time when this person is not looking for him. And people of God, what will happen to him? He will lose his soul. He will be cut in pieces. He will be cut in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. He shall go to the place where the hypocrites go. And there shall be weeping, Jesus said, and gnashing of teeth. So great remorse, great anguish over losing this person will be losing his soul. So there will be great anguish and nothing he can do at that time because he wasn't prepared for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we should be prepared, people of God. We should be ready for the Lord's coming so that when he comes, he will not find us, people of God, unaware of his coming and not looking for his coming, but he will find us ready and willing to go with him. We see in Revelation 22:12, the word tells us, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work." So Jesus promises in his word that I am coming quickly, I am coming suddenly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according to his work. So God is speaking to us today, people of God, reminding us to be ready for his coming, reminding us that he's coming at a time when we think not, reminding us, people of God, that his reward is with him to give every man according to his work. So we have to understand, people of God, as Jesus speaks to us through his word, people of God, many of his words come through in parables, oh, people of God, but we have to be aware of what Jesus is saying. Remember, a parable is an earthly saying with a heavenly meaning. So we have to understand that all that Jesus says points to, people of God, spiritual knowledge that he wants us to have. He wants us to know him. He wants us to be ready for him. He wants us to know where we are going. He wants us to understand, people of God, what the end time events will be like. So all these things Jesus wrote for us, and we must take note of it, people of God. We must not just read the word of God and let it pass through the other ear, but help us, Lord, to really meditate on your word. So we have to pray and say, Lord, help us to meditate upon your word and to find the joy and peace and solace in this time. We are in troubled times, but the word of God is here to bring comfort to the hearts of God's people. So we want to be people who are looking for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who are willing and available to do the work of the kingdom, and who will be looking for the master to come. And the master will be pleased with us when he comes. He will be pleased with us. We want our Lord Jesus to be pleased with us when he comes. So we want to be people who are always in a state of readiness, waiting for our master's return. So we come to the end of Matthew chapter 24, and we are going to go on to Matthew chapter 25, and we see the parable of the virgins, of the wise and foolish virgins. We want to go now into verse 1 of Matthew 25, reading from the New King James Version. So the word of God said in verse 1, Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins. The kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. So we see Jesus spoke another parable of the kingdom of God. He said it is like 10 virgins. And when we think of virgins, we think of those that are pure, set apart, who took their lamps. The word of God said they took their lamps, people of God, and the lamps represents light. So they had light in them. So they took their lamps, which represents light, and went out to meet the bridegroom. So they went out to meet their bridegroom. And remember, people of God, the Jewish wedding is not like our wedding today. We have to understand the Jewish weddings, that the bridegroom would have come and they would have a formal ceremony with the engagement, which is the betrothal, which is a permanent binding contract. So we have to understand that even though the marriage ceremony didn't take place yet, but they were still belonging to the bridegroom. So they all took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. They must have heard that the bridegroom was coming at that certain time. So we see, people of God, the word said they went out to meet the bridegroom. And we know that, people of God, when these brides are engaged to the bridegroom, they would be sent to a certain place and they would wait on the bridegroom to come. But they would have a caretaker. Someone would be there to take care of them. while they wait on their bridegroom, people of God. So we have to understand what takes place in a Jewish wedding. So they were waiting on their bridegroom. It's not like us who get married and off we go. But no, they were engaged, and that was formal. That engagement was a binding contract with the bride and the bridegroom, and they now would be waiting on the bridegroom to come and to take them to his house. So we see, as Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and I'm coming back to receive you unto myself, that where you I am, there you will be also. And so it is that the bridegroom, Jesus, is coming back for his church. He's coming back for his bride, people of God. And the Holy Spirit is here now to take care of the bride. So the Holy Spirit is here taking care of us, people of God. So we, as God's people, have a caretaker. The Holy Spirit is with us and taking care of us until Jesus comes back for us. So Jesus promises in his word that he's going to prepare a place for us. So it is, as we can see here, this bride was waiting for the bridegroom. The bridegroom had gone to prepare a place for the bride. So we see, people of God, so the bridegroom now was ready and waiting, was there. There were 10 here in the scripture, 10 virgins. They were all virgins, but 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. So we are going to see what happened to the wise and the foolish. Look on verse 2 of Matthew 25. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. In verse 3 it says, those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But verse 4 said, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. So important, people of God. The wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. So they had their lamps, but they had the vessels with oil in it as well. So they were prepared, people of God. The wise were prepared for the coming of the master. The wise were prepared for the coming of the bridegroom. But the foolish were not prepared. So we have to stop and look into ourselves. What category are we in? Are we of the wise, or are we of the foolish? The foolish was not prepared. The foolish was not ready for the bridegroom, but the wise were ready. So we see, people of God, Jesus is showing us through this parable the state that the church is in. Are we ready? Are we wise people? Are we ready for his coming? Or are we foolish? So we see the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. So it was not just the oil in their lamps. They had vessels with oil in it. Extra oil. We need extra oil, people of God. Surplus oil. So we see the foolish took their lamps, but they took no oil with them. So what happened? So we see, people of God, the distinction between the wise and the foolish virgins. The distinction is that the wise took oil in their vessel or with their vessels, with their lamps. But the foolish took their lamps and no oil with them. The oil represents the Holy Spirit. People of God, stop and take note here. The oil represents the Holy Spirit. We need to be in constant fellowship with the Holy Spirit of God. Be filled up every day with the Spirit. Not sometimes, every day we must be filled up with the Spirit. We need a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit, people of God. Every day we need a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit to maintain our walk with Christ. Every day we need a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit to maintain our walk with Christ. We do not want to be like the foolish virgins going to church under the umbrella of Christianity, but out of fellowship with Christ. It is the Holy Spirit of God who keeps us in fellowship with Christ, people of God. So we need the Holy Spirit. So we do not want to quench him. We do not want to grieve him away. But we want to live in humble reverence to his great name. We want to know that the Paracletos is with us. We want to know that our helper is with us. We want to know our aid is with us. Our standby is with us. The Holy Spirit is with us to take care of us, to cover us and keep us from falling. He is here with us. We must acknowledge him. We must reverence him. We must walk in awe that the Holy Spirit of God should live with mortal man. So we have to understand that God is with us through his Spirit. So we must walk in reverence of him. We must walk in holiness and truth. People of God, the word of God tells us in Ephesians 5, 18 through 19, and be not drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So we are called, people of God, to be filled with the Spirit of God. Daily in filling, people of God, we need to know that the one time in filling was not enough. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to fill up us afresh each day. Fill us up afresh each day so that we can go forth being filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord. And people of God, when we are filled with the Spirit, we can sing the songs of heaven and find such joy and peace. We need an infilling of the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit more than ever. So we see what happened to these bride. Five wise, five foolish. The five wise had oil in their vessels, people of God. They were filled with the Spirit. They were filled with the Spirit. The five foolish did not have any oil. They were not filled with the Spirit. They were going through the motions, people of God, doing the ritual works that they are called to do, but out of fellowship with Jesus Christ. Look at verse 5 of Matthew 25. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. While the bridegroom was delayed, the word of God said they all slumbered and slept. The bridegroom's coming was delayed, so they found themselves slumbering and sleeping. This is the state of the church right now. The church is sleeping. The church is sleeping, awaiting the master. So we see the bridegrooms were sleeping, slumbering and sleeping, awaiting the master. And we see this is the exact state that the church is in right now, a state of slumber. But look on what the word of God tells us in Romans 13, 11 through 14. Romans 13, 11 through 14. Let us read. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Paul was there writing to the church in Rome, and this writing, this word is for us today. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust. When we are led by the Spirit, people of God, we do not fulfill the desires of the flesh. We have to understand the time that we are living in. We are living in the last days, people of God. And the word of God tells us, do this knowing the time. Do we know the time that we are in? We are in the last days, and it's high time that we awake out of sleep. For our salvation is nearer than when we just believed. Christ's coming is nearer than when we just believe, people of God. Many might be saying, we have been hearing from who were children that Christ is coming and he hasn't come yet. But people of God, the word tells us here, our salvation is nearer than when we first believe. The coming of Jesus is nearer than when we first believe. So let us cast off the works of darkness. Let us come to understand that we have to put off the old man and his deeds and be renewed in the spirit of our minds. Put on the new man, people of God, that is arrayed in righteousness and holiness. We have to put off the old man so we can put on the new man. We can't put on the new man on the old man. So we have to understand, we have to put off the old ways of the world, the ways of the flesh. The word of God says, let us put off, therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness. Cast off the works that we used to do, the way we used to live in our sinful lifestyle. We don't live that way anymore. We are now God's people separated unto God. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk in righteousness and holiness and truth. Let us walk as children of light, people of God. We are called to do that. Paul reminds us to walk properly as in the day, as if we are people of the light, as if we are in the kingdom of the light. We have to understand, walk properly as in the day. The day represents light, people of God, and we are no children of light. We have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Not in revelry and drunkenness. That's of the past. We don't live the past life anymore. That's of the past. Reveling and drunkenness, lewdness and lust. Not in strife and envy. We used to be contentious and envious in the past. But now we have changed, people of God. We have put on the new man, which is renewed in the spirit of our minds. And now, people of God, the word of God says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on Christ. Live the new life. And make no provision for the flesh. Many times we make provision for the flesh, people of God. We do things that we are not supposed to do. We go to places that we're not supposed to go. And we find ourselves taking part in ungodly things. God is calling us, people of God. God is calling us up higher. God is calling us to that place where we are truly walking as children of light. We have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. So we pray that God will help us to walk the walk, to talk the talk, to live the life that truly represents him here on earth. We are called to be ambassadors for the kingdom of light, people of God. And we cannot be representing the kingdom of darkness anymore. We have been transferred. We have to understand that we are no more children of the night, but we are children of the day. We are children of the light. So we have to walk as children of light. So God is calling us. So we see the virgins, 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish. But 5 were prepared for the coming of the bridegroom or the master, and 5 were not prepared. The Bible said the bridegroom delayed, and they all slumbered and slept. They were sleeping. All 10 were sleeping. And look on verse 6 of Matthew 25. And at midnight, a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. At midnight, people of God, when they least expect, at midnight, 12 midnight. At midnight, the middle of the night, a cry was heard. A cry was heard. Behold, look and see, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. So we see that midnight cry was made by those that were in the watchtower. And we know, if we understand Jewish history, they would have a watchtower. For they would be watching, people of God. Many times they are watching for the enemies so that they can prepare to fight. But this time, those in the watchtower saw the bridegroom. So they cried, the bridegroom is coming. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. So they were now preparing the bride to go out to meet the bridegroom. So we see the 10 virgins were there, were all brides. And we see, people of God, the midnight cry was made. Then look on verse 7. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Very important. All those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. No, the lamps were trimmed. The lamps had to be trimmed so that they would burn more brightly. And we have to understand, people of God, even those of us who understand about lamps and the wick had to be trimmed at times, even though sometimes oil is in the lamp, but it's still not burning good because the wick needs trimming. So we see they got up and they trimmed their lamps. That because they want their lamps to burn brightly, they were now going out to meet their bridegroom. So they arose, wise and foolish arose and trimmed their lamps. So it's important we understand both, all of them trimmed their lamps, both the wise and the foolish. Whatever was on that wick that would prevent proper lighting was cut away. But look on people, look on verse 8, people of God. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. It doesn't matter how trim that wick is. If the lamp has no oil, it will go out. People of God, we must understand this. It doesn't matter how we trim the wick. It doesn't matter, people of God, what we said we are not going to do. And we try not to do it. And we, in our own effort, we're trying to live for God. It won't do it. The word of God tells us. For our lamps are going out. They had no oil. So the foolish virgins were in a predicament. They trimmed their lamps but have run out of oil. The oil caused the light to burn. So even though the lamps were trimmed, they could not burn without the oil. So people of God, what is that saying to us today? We need the Holy Spirit of God, who is symbolic of the oil in our lives. We need the Holy Spirit of God, who is symbolic of the oil in our lives. We might be doing all our religious rites and rituals, but we are devoid of the Holy Spirit. We will only be going through the motions, people of God, but we will be powerless because we have not the Spirit. So we need the Spirit of God, people of God, the oil in our lives, so we can continue to live for Jesus Christ and represent Him well in the earth. God bless you all this evening. We'll stop here, and we will continue next week from here, from verse 8 of Matthew 25. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us. We pray, O God, that our hearts and minds will be prepared for your coming. Bless us continually and keep us, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend and continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. In the Lord is
love, reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible teaching ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
But He came and He died. heroes. Those walls are rubble now.